This episode is sponsored by Day by Day Book, a guided journal that helps you navigate the ups and downs of change while creating a life you love. For more information on the classic recovery or teen day book, go to livedaybyday.com. As a change maker, you step into change willingly to improve your circumstances in any area of your life that needs attention. Now, what trips us up is our perception that change is the enemy and is something we need to get through or overcome. Our nature is to avoid it because we fear that anything that upsets our equilibrium will cause us pain. But as a changemaker, you don't shy away from the temporary discomfort that comes with stepping into something new, whether that something new was your choice or not, because you know that's what growth is all about. You simply see it as another opportunity to embrace possibility in your life. Welcome to Journeys Through Change, a podcast that inspires women to let go of the fear and say yes to possibility. I'm your host, Noelle Van, an author, creator, and empowerment coach who spent years in corporate America helping innovators and leaders ride the waves of change with ease and grace. I now work with women to step into change and unleash the power they have to create a life they love. Whether you're contemplating a change in your career, relationship, health, lifestyle, or anything in between, nothing's off the table. I'll be offering up simple insights to help you manage the ups and downs of change, and sharing interviews with successful women who took a leap of faith to create the life they knew they were meant to live, sharing their wisdom, advice, and all the juicy lessons they learned along the way. So get cozy in your favorite comfy chair and let's get started. It's funny, we talk about change all the time on this podcast and listen to other women's stories of change, but actually hearing about others' experiences is one thing, and learning to navigate change in your own life is quite another. As many of you know, we've talked a bit about what it means to be a change maker. And I wanted to continue to explore that with you by introducing something that I think will be really helpful for you as you continue to build the confidence and courage to step into change in your own life. Now, I think it's really important to help you get some hands-on experience in letting go of the limiting beliefs that may be holding you back from taking those leaps, big or small, so you can start a foundation to embrace change and shift your internal perspective around it. So I decided to give you guys a sneak preview into an email series I'm getting ready to launch that explores six key areas to help you build confidence and resilience so you can step into any life change prepared to take on anything. Now, the email series itself is more extensive, so I'll be exploring some of the highlights to give you a taste of how to start thinking differently. And I'll be dedicating six of my solo episodes to introduce the six pillars I see as critical to setting yourself up for success, so you can be ready to take on any challenge that comes your way. Now, these are basic tenets of living a more self-aware life. And although they may be simple, it's typically those everyday thoughts that bring up old stuff and don't serve our higher selves that can get us into trouble, especially in times of change when feeling mentally and physically strong is so critical. But the good news is that these are basic concepts you can start incorporating into your daily life today to begin to shift how you view change and start exploring all the possibilities that are available to you. Now, as I outline these concepts, we're going to be surfacing those false beliefs that introduce doubt, as well as the internal lies we often tell ourselves, and share tips on how to break free of this limited thinking. Now, since we call this the Changemaker series, to set the stage, let's briefly revisit what it means to be a changemaker. As a changemaker, you step into change willingly to improve your circumstances in any area of your life that needs attention. Now, what trips us up is our perception that change is the enemy and is something we need to get through or overcome. Our nature is to avoid it because we fear that anything that upsets our equilibrium will cause us pain. But as a changemaker, you don't shy away from the temporary discomfort that comes with stepping into something new, whether that something new was your choice or not, because you know that's what growth is all about. You simply see it as another opportunity to embrace possibility in your life. Also, you don't go it alone. You know that feeling your best is the only way you stay strong and engaged in the outcome, making any goal attainable. Now, you manage your daily health, you don't succumb to playing victim, and you take life as an opportunity for constant growth. You basically build your strength every time a challenge presents itself, knowing that it's all part of what it takes to create a life you love. Now, we're not saying this is easy. In fact, the easy path in life is not where things actually happen. Discomfort is always going to be present every time you take a leap into the unknown. It's how you choose to go for it, even in times of challenge, that make you stronger each and every time. So in our episodes, I'll be discussing those thoughts and behaviors that will help you build a solid foundation for stepping into change with greater ease and empowerment. With daily insights, lessons in letting go of limiting beliefs, and daybook exercises to put it all into practice, it's a perfect way to start owning your power and embracing your ability to create what you want in life. Now, each episode, we're going to explore different areas of focus. Those are going to be making a commitment, owning your mindset, increasing your confidence, prioritizing self-care, and what that looks like, because this definition of self-care that we're going to talk about is a little bit different, becoming more resilient, and finding your courage. Now, every concept we introduce will invite you to view your life in a different light by shifting how you see yourself and the world around you. There will be exercises you can go through in the daybook as well, so be sure to follow along. And if you don't have your daybook yet, we'll be starting the series on May 14th, so you can get yours today by going to livedaybyday.com. And that way you can put it into real practice as you follow along. We are offering 20% off your first daybook with the discount code NEW20, and I'll put that in the show notes as well. Also, I will soon be announcing the 6-week Changemaker series. This will be a chance for you to receive daily love sent straight to your inbox with loads of key insights, inspiration, and exercises to get you started on your path to becoming a changemaker in your own life. So stay tuned. We will have all the information along with some special discounts on social media in our show notes. And of course, I will keep you all updated during each episode. That's it for now. Until next time. Thanks for listening to the Journeys Through Change podcast. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or really wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow us and leave a review if you've enjoyed this episode. And share it with a friend or on social media to spread the good word, so more women like you can find us and join in on the fun. For more information on the podcast or Day by Daybook, go to livedaybyday.com.